Members indicate your presence by voting. Madam Clerk.
36 members present.
We do have a quorum to conduct business, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Foster be excused from a call for the remainder of the day.
Objection. I'm going to be shown as excused. Leading the invocation this morning is Representative Dahlstrom. Members, please rise for the invocation.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Our Father in Heaven, we come before you today as an elected body with the goals and the intent of serving our great state to the best of our ability. We thank you for and we value the freedom that we enjoy. And we ask for thy blessings on the men and women who are serving in the military today. And we especially ask for blessings on the families who are left behind. We thank you, Father, for the blessings of this earth, for our great state, and we ask for thy guidance as we work on legislation in these final days of session. Father, bless us to be able to work together as we share our differences and we find common ground. Give us extra patience, tolerance, and wisdom. Again, we're grateful for the bounties of this earth, and we accept willingly the responsibility that we have to our state. We ask for thy blessings on the members of this body who have challenging health issues. Please bless them with the calmness and with returned health. This prayer is offered in thy name, Father. Amen.
Amen. St. Wilson, you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative
Gruber. Thank you. Move and ask unanimous consent that that really nice prayer be spread on the journal.
Objection. That prayer will be spread across the journal. Madam Clerk, you certify the journal for the previous legislative day.
I certify the correctness of the journal for the 84th legislative day.
Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal of the previous day be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk.
No objection, then. The journal of the journal as presented by the Chief Clerk will be approved. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. It is a pleasure to introduce three of your constituents. From the Academy Charter School, we have Dara Burnham, and if he'll stand in the gallery directly behind me, and joining him are Heather and Sherry Burnham, and if you'd help me welcome them all to Juneau.
Representative Gatto.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's really a thrill this time of year. These students in both galleries represent students from Academy Charter School. Principal Barbara Gerard is standing there in the front, and they're here to study government. What a treat as they move about. They've already had one class from me, poor things, and they have a test coming, and they've learned essentially where the wealth of this state originates and how it is that they're able to attend school in the first place. So with that, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to introduce them one at a time from my district. That'll be followed by some other members here who will introduce the members from their district. So please stand Barbara Gerard, the principal, Robert Titus, Madison Lilly, Austin Seibouts, Jasmine Marty, Danielle Doms, Emily Hull, Heidi Hanna, Katie Sargent, Eric Nygaard, Hudson Pollock, Connor White, Luke Wright, Eric Ace, and last student is Eli Fouch. And then I have some parents, and may I introduce the parents, Nancy Hull, Jean Sargent, Scott Nygaard, Melody Wright, Stephen Marty, David Doms, and finally, Susan Forch. Please welcome these members.
Representative Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I also have somebody from Academy Charter School. Jared Schumacher. Jared, if you could stand. There he is. Jared's an instructor there. He kind of does a little bit of the woodworking and helps him with some of the other programs they're in, so kind of has a special place in my heart with that. But he's from Meadow Lakes. He's been teaching at Academy Charter. This is his second trip down here, I believe. He enjoys coming on down here. Please help me welcome Jared.
Representative Stoltz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I, too, have a number of guests to introduce in the galleries. I'd like to thank the member from District 10 and the voters of Alaska for allowing them to be able to see the last week of session in mid-April. These are all folks from Academy Charter. And just please stand and we'll give you a hearty welcome together. Wayne Gore, Mariah Lamb, Spirit Lady, Alex Griffith, Alexis Berge, Robert Griffiths, and Kimberly Berge. Excuse me. Please welcome them.
Representative Keller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I do also have some constituents from District 14, Academy Charter, a very successful charter school. If you want me to brag about them, come see me. When I read their names, if you'd stand up, and then we'll welcome you. Kirsten Johnson, Jordan Durling, Brecken Rakena, Susan Grogan, Josh Hawkins, and Jenna Woody, and then some parents, Andrea Woody, Robert Grogan, Wendy Rakena, and Joseph Hawkins. So if you would help me welcome them.
Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce to the body a member of our school board in the Taylor Gallery, and that is Lynn Hull. Please recognize her. Thank you.
Representative Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, this Academy Charter School must be a very special school because I have constituents from South Anchorage that goes to this school. I have not met the student or the parent yet, but I hope to at the next break. Would you please help me welcome Sharon King and Alex King to Juneau.
I don't think they get along there in opposite galleries over here. So. Representative Coghill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, we have a guest page today. Right back here in the center of the room, he's visiting us from DuPont, Washington. He's on spring break. And he has a grandfather here, and so I asked if I could have the privilege as a grandpa to introduce him. But his dad is Travis DeWitt. He flies Chinook helicopters, and he's for the U.S. Army Special Forces, Mr. Speaker. So his dad is a pretty important guy. He spent a lot of his younger years in Juneau. So now Nick is making his first visit to Alaska, Mr. Speaker. And he is with his grandma and grandpa, Denny and Patsy DeWitt. Would you please help us welcome and have welcome Nick DeWitt.
Do you have any other guests? Madam Clerk, are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today.
Are there messages from the other body?
A message dated April 7th stating the Senate has passed committee substitute for Senate Bill 218 financed by the Senate Finance Committee entitled An Act Relating to Use of Child Safety Seats and Seat Belts and its return for consideration.
Return for consideration?
Oh, I'm sorry. Transmitted for consideration.
Finance Committee.
There's no further messages from the other body.
Are there any communications?
And there are no communications today.
Are there any standing committee reports?
The Finance Committee has considered committee substitute for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 230, Finance Amended, Film Office Film Production Tax Credit, and recommends that it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Sponsor Substitute for Senate Bill 230, Finance, with the same title attaches the previous fiscal note and zero note, recommending do pass Nelson, Crawford, Guerra, Jewell, Thomas, and Meyer. No recommendation, Hawker, Stoltz, and Chenault. The report was signed by Representatives Meyer and Chenault, co-chairs. CS for SS for Senate Bill 230, Finance, amended, has no further referral. The Finance Committee has considered committee substitute for Senate Bill 260, State Affairs 2008 Revisers Bill, recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 260, Finance, with the same title, attaches the previous zero fiscal note, recommending do pass Hawker, Stoltz, Thomas, and Meyer. No recommendation. Nelson, Crawford, and Jewell. The report was signed by Representative Meyer, co-chair. CS Senate Bill 260, State Affairs, has no further referral. I have no further standing committee reports today.
Are there any special committee reports?
And there are no special committee reports.
Are there any resolutions or citations to be introduced?
Citation honoring Jenny Bradner by Representative Meyer, honoring Edward Thomas by Representatives Dahl, Curtula, and Senator Elton, honoring Deborah Bicknell by Representative Dahl and Curtula and Senator Elton, honoring Travis Moyer by Representative Book and Senator McGuire, honoring Lamont Ellsworth Albertson by Representative Nelson, honoring Specialist Veronica M. Alfaro by Representative Dahlstrom, honoring Jeffrey Herman by Representatives Curtula Dahl and Senator Elton, honoring Delta Husky Hockey Team 3A State Hockey Champions by Representative Salmon and Senator Kukesh, honoring Greater Fairbanks Community Hospital Foundation by Representative Kelly and Kawasaki, honoring Dr. Lauren Halter by Senator Stevens and Representative Ledoux, honoring Elena Ruddy Achievement in Equitation by Senator Elton and Representative Dyson and Representatives Curtula and Dahl, honoring Superintendent Christopher Simon by Senator Kukesh and Representative Salmon, honoring Sand Lake Elementary School 50th Anniversary by Senator McGuire, in memoriam Blanca Petla by Representative Edgman, in memoriam Charles Logston by Representatives Curtula and Dahl and Senator Elton, in memoriam Gerald Daniel Cashin by Representatives Curtula and Dahl and Senator Elton, in memoriam Lynn Robert Graham by Representative Seaton and Senator Stevens, in memoriam Dorothy Titus by Senator Kukesh, in memoriam George Coleman by Senator Kukesh, in memoriam Pamela Slatke by Senator Kukesh and Representative Thomas, in memoriam Vincent Alexander Madero by Senator Kukesh, in memoriam Alan and Sophia Chase by Senator Kukesh. There are no further citations or resolutions for introduction.
Are there any bills for introduction?
And there are no bills for introduction today.
Let's bring us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Madam Clerk, please read the first item on today's agenda.
House Bill 257 by Representative Harris by request entitled An Act Transferring Duties Relating to Aquatic Farming and Hatchery Operations from the Department of Fish and Game to the Department of Natural Resources, eliminating certain permit requirements applicable to aquatic farming and hatchery operations, and directing the Department of Natural Resources to administer and supervise promotional and marketing work for aquatic farm products and providing for an effective date. The House Special Committee on Fisheries considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 257 Fish with a new title, attaches three fiscal notes, recommending do pass Seaton, no recommendation, Ledoux, Johansson, and Edgman. The report was signed by Representative Seaton, Chair. The Resources Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 257 Fish with the new title, attaches a previous fiscal note and a new zero note, recommending do pass Seaton, Fairclough, Dettenberg, Roses, Wilson, Scotto and Johnson, amend Kawasaki. The report was signed by Representatives Scotto and Johnson, co-chairs. The Finance Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 257, Finance, with the new title, attaches the previous zero note and a new zero and fiscal note, recommending do pass Crawford, Jewell, Thomas, Kelly, and Meyer, no recommendation. Hawker, Stoltz, and Guerra. The report was signed by Representative Meyer, co-chair. There's two committee substitutes.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 257 with a new title be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, we have the finance version before us. Madam Clerk, do you have amendments?
Amendment number one by Representative Thomas, beginning on page one, line two.
Representative Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move amendment number one.
There is an objection. Representative Thomas. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. What amendment number one will do is keep regional aquacultures associations from borrowing money within the hatchery fund for a rate of 4% and reinvesting it into a bank or stock market making 8 to 12 to 18. I believe the word is called arbitrage, and it's illegal if you do it with federal funds, and this is a practice I believe we should stop. I wanted to do the whole bill, but I didn't have time to stop it statewide, so I'm just starting to pick off each little group that I can. So it's just I prohibit people from borrowing money when they don't have to, and they have surplus in their reserves to run the operation.
The objection is maintained.
We have
an Eddie. Okay, House come back to order. Representative Thomas, you have amendment number one before us.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I withdraw amendment number one. And
amendment number one has been withdrawn. Representative Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move new amendment number one.
Hearing no objection, new amendment number one has passed the House. Madam Clerk, do you have any other amendments?
I have no further amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for House Bill 257, Finance, with the new title as amended, be considered engrossed in the answer to third reading and placed on final passage.
Seeing no objection, we're in third reading. Madam Clerk, speak the title for the third and final time.
Committee substitute for House Bill 257, Finance, amended, entitled An Act Directing the Department of Natural Resources to Administer and Supervise Promotional and Marketing Work for Aquatic Farm Products Relating to Fisheries Enhancement Loans and Providing for an Effective Date.
Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've even lost my notes. This bill originally started to transfer aquatic farming to another agency and has been drastically changed to now talk about the Alaska Grown Program. And so what this does is simply allows the Alaska Grown Program to the department to use the Alaska Grown Marketing Program. And there is a small fiscal $11,500 to allow them to incorporate that into the Alaska Grown Programming for farmed Alaska products.
Is there any other debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 257, amended on the floor of the House, pass the House. Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
38 yeas, 0 nays.
So the vote of 38 yeas, 0 nays, committee substitute for House Bill 257 has passed the House. Was there an effective date, Mr. Majority Leader?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
it was on the amendment.
Yeah, move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of the committee substitute for House Bill 257, Finance, amended House, be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the roll call vote on the bill will be the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Representative Thomas.
To ask for reconsideration of HB 257 if we brought up on the same date.
Seeing no objection then, we do have reconsideration brought up back on the same day. Madam Clerk, to read the title for the third and final time.
Committee substitute for House Bill 257, Finance, amended, entitled An Act Directing the Department of Natural Resources to Administer and Supervise Promotional and Marketing Work for Aquatic Farm Products Relating to Fisheries Enhancement Loans and Providing for an Effective Date.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 257 pass the House under reconsideration? Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
38 yeas, 0 nays.
So the vote of 38 yeas, 0 nays, committee substitute for House Bill 257 has passed the House under reconsideration. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of the committee substitute for House Bill 257, Finance, amended House, be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Any objection? The roll call vote on the bill will be the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Madam Clerk, please read the next item on today's agenda.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 196, Finance, amended by the Senate Finance Committee, entitled An Act Relating to Establishing a Controlled Substance Prescription Database. The Judiciary Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 196, Judiciary, with the same title attached to previous fiscal notes. Having no recommendation, Grunberg, Lynn, Coghill, Samuels, Holmes, and Dahlstrom. The report was signed by Representative Dahlstrom, Vice Chair. The Finance Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 196, Finance, with the same title attached to previous fiscal note and a new fiscal note. Recommending do pass, Hocker, Jewell, Nelson, and Meyer. No recommendation, Kelly, Crawford, Guerra, Stoltz, Thomas, and Chenault. The report was signed by Representative Meyer and Chenault, co-chairs. There's two House Committee Substitutes.
Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House Finance Committee Substitute for the Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 196 be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
That objection, we have the finance version before us. Madam Clerk, do you have amendments?
I have no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent. Can I have an at ease, please?
Please. Getting all excited here. Just relax.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House Committee Substitute for the Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 196 Finance be considered gross, advanced for third reading, placed on final pass.
There's an objection. This bill will be heard in third reading tomorrow's calendar. Okay, Madam Clerk, could you please read the next item on today's agenda?
Senate Bill 255 by Senator Elton, Representatives Krutula and Dahl, entitled An Act Relating to Refunding of Certain Outstanding Bonds Issued by the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority Concerning the Snetosham Hydroelectric Project and Related Assets and Providing for an Effective Date. The Labor and Commerce Committee referral was waived. The Finance Committee considered the bill attached to previous zero fiscal note, recommending due pass. Harker, Jewell, Crawford, Foster, Nelson, Thomas, Kelly, and Chenault. The report was signed by Representative Chenault, co-chair. I have no amendments.
Majority Leader.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 255 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
No objection. We're in third. Madam Clerk, please read the title for the third and final time.
Senate Bill 255, entitled An Act Relating to Refunding of Certain Outstanding Bonds Issued by the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority Concerning the Snetosham Hydroelectric Project and Related Assets and Providing for an Effective Date.
You ready for the question? Question is, shall Senate Bill 255 pass the House? Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
38 yeas, 0 nays.
So the vote of 38 yeas, 0 nays, Senate Bill 255 has passed the House. Mr. Majority Leader.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Bill 255 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, a roll call vote on the bill will be the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Madam Clerk, please read the next item on today's agenda.
Senate Bill 305 by the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee, entitled An Act Relating to Recorking, Sealing, or Packaging of Wine Served with a Meal and Removal of Recorked, Sealed, or Packaged Wine from Licensed Premises. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill, recommending due pass. Newman, Gatto, Ramos, Ledoux, and Olson. No recommendation, Gardner and Book. The previous zero fiscal note was attached. I have no amendments.
Majority Leader.
Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 305 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Objection. This bill will be heard in third reading tomorrow's calendar. Madam Clerk, please read the next item on today's agenda.
House Joint Resolution 2 by Representatives Crawford and Dahlstrom and Lynn, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska requiring an affirmative vote of the people before any form of gambling for profit may be authorized in Alaska. The State Affairs Committee considered the bill, recommending due pass. Lynn, no recommendation. Grunberg, amend. Johnson, Johansson, Dahl, and Roses. The report was signed by Representative Lynn, chair, and a zero fiscal note was attached. The Judiciary Committee considered the bill, recommending it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution 2, Judiciary, with this new title, attaches the previous zero note and a new fiscal note, recommending due pass. Lynn, Dahlstrom, and Ramros. No recommendation. Grunberg, Coghill, Samuels, and Holmes. The report was signed by Representative Ramros, chair. Finance Committee considered the resolution, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution 2, Finance, with the new title attached to fiscal note. Recommending do pass Kelly and Crawford, do not pass Thomas. No recommendation Hawker, Jewell, Nelson, Stoltz, Meyer, and Chenault. The report was signed by Representatives Meyer and Chenault, co-chairs. There's two committee substitutes.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee substitute for HJR 2 with the new title be adopted in lieu of the original resolution.
Objection. We have the finance version before us. Are there amendments?
I have no amendments.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for HJR 2 finance with a new title be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, we are in third reading. Madam Clerk, should read the title for the third and final time.
CS for House Joint Resolution 2 Finance, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska requiring an affirmative vote of the people before any form of gambling for profit may be authorized in Alaska and setting other requirements.
Representative Dahlstrom.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's a pleasure to be speaking before this body today on HJR 2. What this does is allows Alaskan voters the opportunity to vote on the question of whether there should be an expansion of gaming for-profit gambling in the state of Alaska. It's a two-tier process. First, there would be a statewide vote that residents would participate, and second, if it should pass there, it would also need to be approved in a local or municipality type vote. There's been extensive debate in the past 6 years that I have had the pleasure and honor of serving here on this subject. And that's why I feel that it is so critical and so important that the people of the state of Alaska vote on this. And I hope that we will give the people the opportunity to express their opinions, their wishes, and to have this on the ballot this fall. And with that, I would ask for a positive vote. Thank you.
Is there other debate? You ready for the question? Question is, shall committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 2 pass the House? Members, please vote. Madam Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Madam Clerk.
33 yeas, 6 nays.
And so, with a vote of 33 yeas and 6 nays, Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 2 has passed the House. Madam Clerk, will you please read the next item on today's agenda? Representative Dahlstrom.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Could I ask for reconsideration of my vote on HJR 2 and ask for same day reconsideration?
You going to do a constitutional amendment on the same day? I don't think that's a good idea. Thank you. Madam Clerk, to please read the next item on today's agenda.
There's citations on today's calendar.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Speaker,
Representative Stoltz.
I think it should be reconsidered, as all constitutional amendments probably should, so I want to make sure that notice itself wasn't withdrawn as well.
There's reconsideration given on House Joint Resolution Number 2. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House approve the citations on today's calendar.
Without objection, the citations on today's calendar are approved. Representative Joe.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to move that. I'd like to reconsider my vote on SB 255.
Reconsideration has been given on Senate Bill 255, whatever that was. Wow. There's disruption in the minority, huh? All right. Any other? Is there any unfinished business? At ease here. House come back to order. Without objection, we're going to roll back up the calendar introduction of guests. Representative Olson.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the Taylor Gallery, again, we have Sammy Crawford. Sammy's the president of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, and I believe she's down here thanking us for the three-legged stool. Please help me welcome Sammy back to Juneau.
I thought she was down here thanking us for the little step stool that's in the capital budget. there any other unfinished business now that we roll back down to that?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Guerra, I'm sorry.
Can we stay back up?
Are you at introduction to guests? Representative Guerra, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm not sure if he's been introduced before, and he's a longtime friend of mine and a member of the Anchorage School Board. I would ask you to help me welcome Jeff Friedman to the gallery.
Representative Wilson?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the gallery behind me is my chief of staff, Cliff Stone, and he has been very helpful, and I enjoy working with him very much and would like everyone to welcome him with a round of applause.
I think he's also been severely embarrassed back then. Any other guests while we're here? Representative Stoltz?
Thank you. This gentleman is not from my district, but I've observed him in a lot of public testimony as a public servant. He's brought good, solid information, unemotional. I think he might be from Anchorage. I'm not sure, but Mark Davis. I really appreciate his participation in our process.
Unemotional. You better get some feeling in what you're saying. Any other guests? Okay. Roll back down the calendar. Committee announcements. Representative Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, or Mr. Speaker. Let's see. I'll start out with finance at 1:30. And then also, hopefully, if I may, Mr. Speaker, deviate a little bit here. Hopefully, everybody picked up a copy of the CS of the capital budget that we did last night and was available at 8 o'clock this morning. If you haven't picked one up, please do. We are finding that there are some duplications, and what happened was the items that the governor said to move, we moved, but then also people had entered it in as their request. So if there are duplications, misspelled words, just make a copy of that page and bring it up to my office, and we'll get those corrected. We'd like to get those, though, before 6 o'clock tonight.
Can I roll back up the calendar to messages from the governor? There, I think there's something in there that they said was missing. So. All right. Any other committee announcements? Mr. Rules Chairman.
Well, there will be a Rules Committee hearing today. We're going to be taking up an issue of some importance with regard to a federal law dealing with local taxation and a resolution that we'll be putting out. So that'll be at 4 o'clock in the, I think it's going to be in the Judiciary. And it come to us late in the session, but I think it's going to be important for us to speak up to it. So anybody who wants to come listen to the subject, we'll have somebody from the administration there, and we'll be looking into the issue.
Representative Meyer, don't forget LIHEAP either. Okay, is there any other committee announcements? Any other announcements? Special orders? Representative Roses.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I don't know if anybody else is going to bring this up or not, but one of the schools, the subject is homegrown and proud.
Homegrown and proud, like a three-point shot or something like that?
That might have something to do with that. fortunate to, one of the schools in my district is Bartlett High School, which I was also fortunate to teach at for 5 years when it first opened, but they've always had an outstanding basketball team. And one of the recent graduates from Bartlett High School is Mario Chalmers. And those of you that followed the basketball game realize that Kansas won the championship, and they were down by quite a few points. Looked a little bit bleak for Kansas, but the last minute, with 2.1 seconds left, Mario Chalmers from Anchorage sunk a three-point shot, took the game into overtime, and Kansas was then able to follow through in the overtime and win the championship. So this is one of our homegrown, and we are very proud to have Mario Chalmers.
Juno had some kid that turned out to be a pretty good player, too, didn't they? Representative Gruenberg?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to speak on the subject that the Rules Chairman just spoke on, and it's the repeal of Section 511 of the Tax Increase Prevention and Reconciliation Act of 2005.
Objection.
Thank you. The bill that the Chair spoke of is a resolution urging Congress to repeal this section. And this is a small section in a major tax bill that was passed in 2005. at the federal level, and it will require states, cities, counties, and boroughs that spend more than $100,000 each year on goods and services to withhold 3% of their payments to vendors for federal income tax purposes. And this is going to cause a lot of problems. The Department of Administration at the state level is concerned about this, and virtually all the large communities that are affected, the Anchorage municipality, the Anchorage School District, the North Star Borough, the North Star School District, are all very concerned. This will be extremely expensive, very time-consuming, and frankly, this just came to our attention when the Fairbanks North Star Borough sent out a letter last week about this, and I don't think we were aware of it until then. And with your blessing and the blessing of the Rules Chair, we put this in as a House joint resolution, and that's going to be heard today. And then hopefully if the Rules Committee passes it out, it'll be on the floor tomorrow, so we can get it over to the Senate. And the reason there's some urgency is because it doesn't go, the federal law doesn't go into effect until the 1st of January 2011. But it's going to take these municipalities and the states some time to gear up for it. And people all over the country are really concerned. And so if people are interested in this body and the public, please come to the Rules Committee.
Representative Chenault.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guess subject would be for the love of a friend.
For the love of a friend.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, or Mr. Speaker. I did that yesterday, and I got chastised for it.
Not by me, though.
Mr. Speaker, first off, I'd like to thank the City of Nome, the Alaska Correctional Officers, VFW Post 9569 and Variations, legislative staff, legislators, lobbyists, and all of those that were that helped put together a little fundraiser for one of our good friends, our friend from District 40, Mr. Speaker. I know that he, I'm kind of glad he's not here because I'm sure that he would be embarrassed, Mr. Speaker, but Mr. Speaker, right now the total donations for our friend are around just short of $50,000 that was raised last Friday night. And Mr. Speaker, I realize he's probably embarrassed. I think probably any of us in this room would also be. But Mr. Speaker, we just want to show him the love. Thank you.
Very nice. Representative Guttenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Permission to speak on the disclaimer.
The disclaimer.
Thank you. There was an announcement today, a press release with a, at least I saw a pretty snazzy color PowerPoint presentation. And there's a release by Conoco about a joint pipeline project with BP. And the press release was about a half a page. On the back of the back, the second half was the disclaimer. And if I can paraphrase, Mr. Speaker, Conoco's talking about their cautionary statements for the purpose of safe harbor provisions for the Securities and Exchange Act. This press release contains statements within the meaning of the safe harbor. A couple of lines down. These statements usually relate to future events and anticipated revenues, earnings, business strategies, competitive positions. Yeah. In many cases, you can identify forward-looking statements by terminology, such as anticipate, estimate, believe, continue, could, intent, may, potential, predict, should, will, expect, objective, projection, forecast, goal, guidance, outlook, effort, target, and other similar words. However, the absence of these words does not mean that those statements are not forward-looking. These statements are not guarantees. Further, certain forward-looking statements are based on assumptions as to future events that may not prove accurate. There's a similar one by Conoco as the ones by BP. I'm not sure if our job has gotten easier as relating to this, but I know it's gotten more complex. Anything we do is a step forward towards one day getting our resources out of the ground. But I think we need to remember what people say and how they define those words and hold them to it.
Other special orders? Representative Guerra?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The subject is women who are a lot tougher than me.
Women who are much tougher than you.
You were supposed to say, well, you're slow on the uptake, Mr. Speaker. You're supposed to say, that's a long list we don't have all day.
I'm slow on the uptake today. You're right.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A number of years ago, I had my gallbladder out, and I got home, and I couldn't stand up, and I was complaining, and my wife, who works in a hospital, said, other people who this happens to, they're just up and around like that. And I said, no, it's very painful, can't walk. And I remember a few years ago, I was over at the representative from Muldoon's house, and his wife had a major car accident, and had surgery that one day, a follow-up surgery that involved an opening in her stomach much bigger than mine, and you know, much more traumatic, and she was home the next day just walking around. And I remember saying, God, Gwen, when I had my gallbladder surgery, I was peeled over. I couldn't stand, and I just heard this southern drawl come from the other side of the room and said, Gwen's a lot tougher than you are. And then it really doesn't help my case, frankly, Mr. Speaker, that the representative from Turnigan, who had the same surgery, has been walking around smiling, standing up straight, all the things I wasn't doing for 4 or 5 days after I went to the hospital. So, Mr. Speaker, I don't think there's a good way to end this. That would make me look at all good, so I think I'll sit down. Thank you.
You're absolutely right. There is a long list. It's too long. Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On the subject of disclaimers.
Disclaimers?
Yes. When a press release is issued by a company that's listed on the stock exchange, they have to have a disclaimer very similar to the one, if not exactly like the one, that we saw in the press release today. And this is to prevent them from inflating their share prices based upon some speculative announcement that they make, but that is a requirement by law. I think to read anything into a disclaimer other than the FEC is requiring it would be a miscalculation.
Any other special orders? Representative Ramirez?
The reading room.
The reading room.
Yes, I'd like to remind members of this body about the reading room that contains the 2004 Trans-Canada application, and that you have to sign a notarized agreement in order to the confidentiality agreement, so that you go into the reading room and read about the 2004 Trans-Canada application. Notwithstanding all the disclaimers that were previously discussed, there is $500 million on the table, Mr. Speaker, and I think it's important for this body to consider what we were going to enjoy for free as a part of a deal in 2004 with TransCanada in negotiations that were driven by Deputy Commissioner DNR Marty Rutherford and Lieutenant Governor Sean Purnell at the time, versus what we're going to pay up to $500 million for now. This is things are in a very dynamic state. I'm very glad that we're going to have a discussion, we hope, and an expanded call on small diameter bullet lines, and I'm glad that we're going to take up the issue of AGEA. And I would remind the members that knowledge is power and that we ought to avail ourselves of the opportunity to go to the reading room and be informed about the difference between the 04 and the 08 contract. And perhaps, Mr. Speaker, at the appropriate time when we gather for a special session in some open door fashion, or if necessary, because the administration has been unsuccessful, as powerful as they are, to lift the veil so that the public can see what the difference is and the distinction is between the 2004 TransCanada application and the 2008 TransCanada application, that we might be able to have an informed discussion and let the public know what we're paying $500 million for when we see private sector companies that are moving on their own and going directly to the FERC and directly to the NEB, which is the Canadian complement to the FERC, in order to get a certificate. And I would remind the members that not only are you allowed to sign off on the confidentiality agreement, but that you may also have a member of your staff sign off. Knowledge is power. The more knowledge we have, the more powerful we are as a body and as part of a co-equal branch of government. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Any other special orders? Representative Edgman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The topic is citations.
Citations.
And with permission, if I could read a couple of lines from a citation that my office tendered on behalf of an elder who passed away recently out in Bristol Bay. And as I was looking at the citation today, it caught my eye that there were quite a few elders, actually, that we are recognizing. And the elder from my region who passed away, Blanca Petla, just scanning through the chronology of events throughout his life, some pretty major events and quite a history of certainly my region and statewide as well. And the citation starts by saying that he was born in 1918. And if anybody knows the history of Southwest Alaska or even of Alaska, that immediately tells you that for him to live to be 89, he survived the Great Flu back then, which so did my grandmother and my grandfather. He was walking alongside a riverbank, I think he was 10 or 11, and he suddenly heard the sound he'd never heard before, and that was the sound of an outboard. That was 1928. Back in 1950, before the sailboat era, he fished out to Bristol Bay and did so without the aid of any motors or any hydraulics, everything we take for granted today. And I remember him on the water years later on his boat fighting away on the lines and working very hard for his family. And 1964, he moved from Old Kalignik up to what's now called the Village of Kalignik so that they could, were there to be another major earthquake, be in a safer zone. His daughter said that he always taught hard work, respect, honesty, and to give help freely to those who need it. And she also said, "What I'm telling you now from her father, Blanca, may seem like nothing, but later in life you'll understand." And the last sentence in the citation, Mr. Speaker, says, "For his whole life he was proud to be a Yupik Eskimo, and he instilled that in all of us." Thank you.
Representative Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Competition is good.
Competition is good.
Thank you. This is, again, in regards to a press release that was put out today. And to me, it just says that a competition is good. When the governor introduced AGEA, it was under the goal to try and enhance competition for the sale or distribution of Alaska's gas. Now we have two of Alaska's largest producers have joined efforts to spend up to $600 million to get to an open season. This can only be good for Alaska. Again, we passed a resolution recently in the last couple of days to look at a bullet line in state use of gas in many different ways. It's good for competition. I think that this is nothing but all good news for Alaska.
Representative Curtula.
The topic's 9:15 p.m. tonight.
9:15 p.m. tonight.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At 9:15 p.m. tonight, the representative from Dillingham is going to be playing along with Dave Stancliffe and other people at the Folk Festival. And it's a wonderful time of year. Musicians from all around the state and indeed the world come to Juneau. They're at Centennial Hall. They're usually there playing or jamming all day, all night. And it will last until Sunday. But tonight, especially a special presentation, and we invite you all to come down. Thank you.
Maybe the time Dillingham's capital projects are being on. Representative Dugan?
Then I hope the representative from Dillingham hears sweet music in both places, Mr. Speaker. Permission to speak on artist conceptions.
Artist conceptions.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. When I was a much younger and thinner man back in the early 1970s, I worked for a fellow named Bob Atwood at the Anchorage Times. And back in that day, there just wasn't as much going on economically as there is now. And Mr. Atwood had the habit of putting the artist conception of every new building, subdivision, street, treehouse that was proposed on the front page of the newspaper. And it's remarkable, Mr. Speaker, how few of those artist conceptions turned into real buildings. What we have freshly in front of us from two of the state's major producers don't even reach the level of an artist's conception, Mr. Speaker. This is not a contract. This is a press release. And to imagine that this press release is in any way actually going to move us down the road we're trying to reach which is the construction of a gas pipeline from the North Slope, is to imbue with words much of the magic that I believe Mr. Atwood was trying to achieve with those artist conceptions. And while if this were news, it would be good news, all it is now is just a little smoke in the air as we're going to have to consider other proposals for the gas pipeline. I'd simply urge the members to remember the difference between this press release and a contract as we go forward. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Kelly.
Mr. Speaker, all smiles.
All smiles.
I just want to say that in reading the press release today, it caused me to think back on a time when I first entered the energy business. We had one energy supplier in the interior, and that was the Coal King. Nice fellow, but just one of them, and that's what the fuel was. We built an intertide anchorage and added gas-fired. We did a deal with a new refinery and added heavy oil to the equation. We built Bradley Lake and added hydro. We set up a futures, hedging, and options section in our shop. And the sum total of that was over a 20-year period. We didn't raise rates in Interior Alaska one single time. So we either have the option to smile about what we read today, or to whine, or to snarl at it. I think we ought to be all smiles in the president's office, in the speaker's office, and on the third floor, because options well handled can produce dramatic and wonderful results. So hats off to BP and Conoco for the news today. I've had lots of smiles this session. I was smiling when the fellow from China sat down and said, I'll take it on the water, I'll take it in the pipe, I'll build the pipe, I'll take a little, I'll take none, or I'll take some, I'll take it all, and I'll take it wherever you want to give it to me. So the commerciality of this operation shot up, in my opinion, because even though he had a strange style, I think he was dead serious. And so the commercial nature of our gas has gone up. There are folks that daily whine about the fact that we just have spent 30, 40 years trying to get it off the slope and never could get it off. Well, I, for one, celebrate the fact that we didn't sell it at $2 or 50 cents and that we have the options in front of us today. So well handled going forward, and with some unity among those three offices, we just might be able to take advantage of the fact that we've got not just one track, but we've got parallel tracks, and I'm all smiles today. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Other special orders? Representative Holmes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I kind of wanted to do this yesterday. I wasn't quite feeling up to it, but as you're all undoubtedly aware, I had a bit of an incident at the end of last week and over the weekend. And as I was lying in the emergency room on Friday, I was given the option to fly home to have surgery in Anchorage, where I have my father and friends and family. And the doctor sort of assumed that I would prefer to do that. Of course, I think I share with most of the members of this body kind of a desire not to be too far away from this building in the last days of session. And so I chose to stay here. And the main reason that I was comfortable doing that is that I know that despite our political differences and despite party affiliation, despite any fights over any individual legislation, when something happens to a member of this body, the whole building comes together. And over the weekend, Mr. Speaker, the hospital had to move me out of my shared room and into a private room because of the rowdy group of legislators that kept filing in and out. At one point on midday Sunday, I think we had 7 visitors in my room at the same time. And it's because of the way this building rallies around its members when they're in need that I was able to stay so close to the Capitol and be back so quickly. And I just wanted to say thank you to everybody. I really appreciate it.
Any other special orders? Majority Leader.
Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Without objection, or an adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow.